Emotional Depth, Sacred Longing, and Womanly Strength Before God. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are looking at Hannah and the strength of a praying woman. Hannah helps us see that a woman does not become strong by becoming numb. She does not become mature by pretending she does not ache. And she does not become confident around men by acting like she has no longing, no grief, and no vulnerable places. Hannah shows us something better. She shows us how a woman can carry deep desire, deep pain, and deep misunderstanding and still stand before God with dignity. Hannah's story in 1 Samuel 1 is full of emotional reality. She longed for a child. She suffered deeply. She was provoked by Peninnah. She was misunderstood even by Eli the priest. Yet Hannah did not lose herself. She poured out her soul before the Lord. That is a major lesson for this course. A woman who learns to bring her emotional life honestly before God becomes steadier around people, including men. She is less likely to beg for human rescue when she has learned how to stand in the presence of God. This matters because many women feel insecure around men, not only because of social pressure, but because of unresolved longing. A woman may want to be chosen, understood, protected, desired, or affirmed. Those desires are not automatically sinful. But if they are not brought before God, they can begin to control how she responds to men. She may become overly reactive, overly eager, overly crushed by male indifference, or overly dependent on male reassurance. Hannah shows another path. She takes her longing to God first. That is one of the deepest forms of feminine strength. Real womanly strength is not hardness. It is not shutting down tears. It is not pretending not to care. It is not building a cool, detached shell. It is the ability to feel deeply without becoming ruled by what you feel. Hannah wept, but she also prayed. She was shaken, but she was not empty of faith. She was burdened, but she remained directed toward God. For women serving in ministry, this is especially important. If you do not know how to bring your pain to God, you may start looking for men to settle what only God can hold. You may seek too much emotional reassurance from male leaders, male coworkers, male mentors, or a man you hope will finally choose you. But a woman who learns sacred honesty before God becomes less vulnerable to living for male response. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling. If you are carrying deep trauma, major depression, self-harm thoughts, or severe emotional instability, please seek pastoral and professional support. But for many women, part of growth is learning how not to hide longing and also how not to hand longing over to men to manage. What not to do. Do not despise your emotional depth as weakness. Do not believe that tears make you childish. Do not assume that being misunderstood means you should shut down. Do not rush to men for emotional stabilization when you have not first come honestly before God. Do not confuse female strength with emotional silence. And do not let longing turn you into a woman who lives for being chosen. Hannah teaches us that a woman may ache and still be holy. She may be misunderstood and still be dignified. She may be longing and still be strong. Confidence around men begins, in part, when a woman stops demanding that men interpret her soul correctly before she is allowed to be at peace. Hannah stood before God. And from that place, her womanhood was not erased by grief. It was refined through surrender. That is sacred strength. That is the strength of a praying woman.